My Michael.
对，记得吗
？Do you remember?
那是一个天上的征战，神与魔鬼的征战。
That's a heavenly war between God and Satan.
那在那个意象里面，你记得大红龙就是古蛇，就是魔鬼，就是撒旦，它有四个名字啊。
And so, if you remember that red dragon symbolizes the serpent and he's the enemy, and it's Satan. He has four names.
古蛇
as the
ancient serpent.
The ancient serpent.
撒旦
Satan.
魔鬼
and also devil.
哎，那么他那个时候的焦点对谁有兴趣？
So who is the focus for at the, in that chapter?
开始的时候，他对那个怀孕的妇人没有兴趣。
Initially, he has no interest in that pregnant woman.
他整个的注意力是他将要生出来的那个男孩子。
His focus was on the boy that she was about to give birth.
他想要摧毁那个男孩子。
He wanted to destroy that boy.
但是没有想到，那个男孩子生出来以后，他在这一条上升的路上，把跟这个米迦勒合作，把这个龙从天上打到地上来。
Unexpectedly, when the boy was being born, he on his way rising up, together with Michael, they struck the ancient serpent down and onto this earth.
那个男孩子就被接到宝座那里。
And this boy was received upon the throne.
然后从这个时候开始，这个龙开始对付那个妇人。
And from that time on, the snake has his focus on the woman.
这是十二章讲的。
This is what's been talked about in chapter 12.
那么到底在讲什么？
So what does this all mean?
我常常听见弟兄姐妹与福音的朋友问一个问题。
Oftentimes I hear this question from brothers and sisters or gospel friends.
我们的神怎么那么奇怪？
Why is our God so strange?
撒旦魔鬼是万恶之根。
Satan is the root of all evil.
为什么？
Why?
他还让他活到今天。
Why does he still allow him to be alive?
为什么上帝不一句话就把这个撒旦魔鬼结束了，那天下太平？
Why doesn't God just use a single word and to destroy Satan forever and then there'll be peace?
这是我们从小看警察的故事，强盗与警察的故事，我们都有一个心愿，坏人早点死最好。
And this is something that we learned from early on when we watch cops and movies about cops and robbers. We wish that the bad guys would die soon.
我们心目中的概念就是说，把这个坏人关起来杀掉，那么这个天下呢就太平了。
And in our hearts, we have this desire to want to see the bad guy get locked away or killed, and so there will be peace on earth.
那么意思就是说，我们的神还不如我们聪明，我们老早都想清楚了，神还怎么拖泥带水，搞了半天，到今天还没解决问题。
In other words, we think we're smarter than God, and that He hasn't thought about what we thought about, which is to get rid of the bad guy, and then there will be peace.
你看以色列人的历史在旧约里头
，Look at the Israelites' history in the Old Testament.
你会发现一件事情
，And you'll discover this.
他们虽然是神的选民。但是神并没有把他们的仇敌老早就把他们消灭，相反的。
Even though they are the chosen people of God, but God did not remove their enemies from a very early on.
神让他们的仇敌一直在他们的旁边。
But in the exact opposite, He allowed their enemy to coexist with them by their side.
但是神有一个旨意。
But God has this will.
借着那个以色列人身边的这些众仇敌们，比如说迦南的七族
，by the enemies that surrounds the Israelites，
神来锻炼他的选民
，He uses them to train his people，
让以色列人在战争中长大
，so that his people may grow up in the war，
让他的选民能够借着面对仇敌的征战。慢慢慢慢能够经历神的大能的同在。
And so that his chosen people in facing their enemies, that they may feel the presence of their great God.
一面让他们认识自己的渺小与不是仇敌的对手。
On one hand, he allows them to see how small they are and how they cannot stand up to their enemies.
但是同时又借着来依靠耶和华来祷告，就发现万军的耶和华是他们的拯救，是他们的高台，是他们的能力。 可以靠他得胜。
However, at the same time, through their prayers, that they realize how Lord God is their savior, is their strength.
所以你可以看到神的智慧超过人的智慧。
So from this, you can see that God's wisdom is beyond us.
如果神自己把那些以色列人仇敌全部消灭，这些以色列人永远长不大的。
If God Himself come down and destroy these enemy for the Israelite, they will never grow up.
我们中国古人也发现这个秘密。
And the ancient Chinese has also discovered this.
古话说，生于忧患，死于安乐。
So there's an old saying that when born in a time of suffering, you will die in happiness.
Great. 我们如果日子太舒服，
if our days get too comfortable,
没有任何的需要奋斗，
and there are no struggling,
那我们这个生命就非常脆弱，
and then our life becomes very fragile.
是暖室里的花，好看不好用。
It's like the flower in the greenhouse. It's good to look at, but however, it doesn't stand up to anything.
对吗？但是如果这个植物也好，动物也好，它能够在森林里面，在高山上来成长的时候，风雨让它建立起一个坚韧不拔的性格。
However, if a living organism, be it an animal or a plant, if they could get a chance to live, grow up in the mountains, then they become strong and could stand up to the weather.
所以今天魔鬼能够存在到今天。
So today, the Satan is allowed to live until now.
神告诉我们，有一天神会收拾他，但是在这个阶段，神要借着他来让他的儿女长大，能够学会打仗。
God tells us that one day he will get rid of the sin, but however, at this time he will use him to allow God's children to grow up, to be strengthened.
所以基督徒，我们不要妄想在今世过一个无忧无虑无战争的生活，没有这个应许。
So Christians do not fantasize about having an easy and wonderful life on earth today because there is no such will.
我们必须知道，从你进入这一个神的家开始，
we must understand that from the day we enter into His house,
我们就面对一个很大的仇敌，黑暗的势力。
We are facing a great enemy.
你要知道，在这一个看不见的世界，有一个激烈的属灵征战正在进行。
And you need to understand that in this invisible world, there's this war going on.
所以我们从小就要锻炼打仗的意识。
So from a very young age, we need to have this understanding that we need to be trained for this war.
而且要认识这个战争不是属血气的人征战。
And also understand that this war is not with those of our flesh.
我们乃是与空中属灵的恶魔征战。
Rather, we are having a war with the devil that's in the air.
Okay, 这个是基本概念。
So this is the basic principle.
那么在十二章里头，我们上一次讲的时候，你就看见这一个撒旦，他在那一个征战里面，他知道厉害的对手是谁。
And in chapter 12, you understand that in this war, Satan understands who his opponent is.
在那个时刻，他知道那个妇人不是他的主要目标。
At that time, he understands the woman is not his target.
那一个男孩子才是。
Rather, it's that boy she gave birth to.
好，那我就要问你了。我上次花了整整一个讲章来讲到那个男孩子是谁。
So now I ask you, because I spent a whole entire message last time to talk about this boy. So who is this boy?
要解那段经文，你必须把第二章的耶稣写给教会七封信的一封信跟第七章放在一起，你才能够解十二章这个男孩子是谁。
To understand who this boy is, you must read from chapter 2 and chapter 7 where contains the letters that Jesus wrote to the church.
那是教会中的得胜者。
That's the
overcomer,
the overcomer
in the churches. 这些得胜者，他们照着神的话去，不顾自己的性命来为神而活。
These overcomers, they live for God without care for their own life.
所以他们就因为照着神的旨意，不顾自己来为神而活，撒旦要对付他们。
because they obey God's will and not care about their own lives, God, the devil wants to deal, wants to attack them. Because he knows that this principle is the overcoming principle.
我就要问问大家, 我们的老祖宗第一次输给撒旦是怎么输的?
So I want to ask everyone, how did our forefather, how did he, the very first time he lose to Satan, how, what happened? How did it happen?
你有没有想过, 我们的老祖宗亚当夏娃,第一仗输掉,怎么输的?
Our very first ancestor, Adam and Eve, how did they lose in this very first battle?
Oh, 就是吃了一个不该吃的苹果。
All they did was just eat this apple that they shouldn't have eaten.
是表面看是这么一个故事。
Yes, superficially on the surface, it does look like that.
但是真正的输在哪里?
But however, what they truly lost on is
不是那个苹果。
It's not that apple itself.
是什么?
What is it?
啊, 想和神一样啊?
Is it because they want to be like God?
是神说不可以。
They lost on the fact that because God said they can't eat it.
人说什么?
And man said,
可以吃.
Yes, I can.
上有政策,
when you have laws,
下有对策,
there's always loopholes.
也就是说, 神给我们的自由意志, 让我们选择,
in other words, God gave us this free will for us to choose.
人拿到这个宝贵的自由意志,
and when man got hold of this precious free will,
我们有两个选择,
we have two choices.
选神呢?
Whether to choose God
还是选自己?
Or choose ourselves.
这就是第一天打仗的根本原因, 就是打这一仗。
And this is the very principle, the basic foundation of the very first war.
那一天是选择题,
on that day, it was a multiple choice question.
请问那个两个选择题, 生命树与知识三个树, 两个, 好不好?
And on the, those two questions were on the tree of life and wisdom.
Tree of life and tree, 第二个树叫做 tree of knowledge of good and evil.
The tree of life and also the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
请问生命好不好?
Isn't life
好,
good?
知识好不好?
Is knowledge also good?
知道能够分辨善与恶, 好不好?
Is it good to know how to decide between good and evil?
都是好的,
they're all good.
所以那天的选择不是去选择好与坏的问题,
so the choice for that day is not between whether it's good or not.
那不是选择题的内容,
that's not the content of the multiple choice. The content of the multiple choice is
听我的话还是听神的话, 这是选择的内容。
That's to whether to listen to God's words or ourselves.
当神说不可以的时候, 人说什么?
When God said you can't do this, what did man say?
人说得很可惜.
Sadly, man said,
第一是为什么?
The first question is why?
第二, 我就是要这么做.
Secondly, I want to do my own way.
所以这是人输掉的根本原因.
And this is the very reason why man lost.
所以从那一天到今天, 所有的人都是 my way or no way.
So from that day on, it's always been either my way or there's no other way.
翻译中文。
是我自己录或者是没有任何选择。对不对? Isn't it true?
这是每一个人生活到今天,每一个人都是这样想的。
This is how every single one of us is thinking, how we operate.
所以我们叫做罪人。
That's why we're called sinners.
我们没有一个义人。
None of us is righteous.
每一个都是以自己为中心, 自私自利,
because we're all self-centered.
那么今天我们为什么蒙拯救?
So why are we saved today?
是因为神的儿子来到地上, 给我们看一看有一个人是绝对不自私的人。
Because God allows you to see that there is this one person who is not self-centered.
神的儿子在地上活了33年半, 他常常讲的一句话,
the Son of God had lived on this earth for 33 and a half years. He always said this word. Constantly say this word.
我不是照自己的意思,我来乃是照他的意思。
He said, it's not my will, but it's according to his will.
撒旦魔鬼一直要试探他,要跟他斗争, 那个焦点永远是在,你可以做啊,你可以自己做决定啊, 耶稣基督绝对拒绝照他的意思,乃是说照父的意思。
And Satan constantly tempts him on that very same principle. He always tempts him and says, you can do this. You can do it according to your own will. But Lord always refused him back. It's not my will, but his.
所以耶稣在地上得胜。
That's why he was overcomer.
他从出来传道得胜，一直到上十字架大得胜。
And that's why from the very beginning to the very end when he's on the cross, he had won the great victory.
所以父才能够为他做见证说，这是我的爱子。
So that's why God was able to test, be a witness to him, and say, this is my son,
我所喜悦的,
whom I love.
地上所有世界上的人，没有一个人神曾经说过这句话，你是我所喜悦的，你是我的爱子。 只有这一个是照他心意来活的人。
So that's why there is no one else on this earth God who also said that you are whom, my son whom I loved.
因着这个原则，他就恢复了神在人身上的见证的要求。
And because of that principle, he returned the required that he fulfilled the requirement for God's to be a witness to God.
他付出这个代价之后，
after he paid the price,
他把人罪的这个工价付了。
He paid the price for the sin.
让人有第二次的机会,
so man can have a second chance.
然后他就对所有的信他的人说, 来,
and that's why how he can say, come, follow me.
怎么跟从我呢?
How does he follow?
背起十字架舍己跟从我。
Is to carry your own cross and to give up yourself and follow me.
所以我们一生从我们信主开始, 我们的挑战是什么?
So for our entire life, from the day when we believe in Him, what's our challenge?
就是把那个输掉的仗, 把它打赢。
Is to have victory on that battle which we lost.
我们怎么输的? 你要搞清楚。
You must have a clear understanding of how we lost.
耶稣基督怎么赢的? 你也要搞清楚。
You also need to understand how Lord Jesus won.
现在说, 主说, 你们也要赢。
Now the Lord said, you also need to have
victory.
You can no longer lose.
因为再输, 它的结局是什么?
Because if you lose again,
it will be eternal perish. 所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 什么叫做虚假的基督教?
So dear brothers, what is called a fake
Christianity? 虚假的基督教是撒旦的伎俩。
So the fake Christianity is Satan's trick.
他告诉我们，我们的生活美好，耶稣基督赦免我们的罪，这好像都是对的。
He tells us our life is great, our Lord Jesus forgave our sins. That also seems true.
从来没有要求基督徒跟随基督走舍己的路，十字架舍己不讲。
But they never talk about how Christians need to walk the self-sacrificing road, how they need to carry their cross.
所以你就会发现 prosperity theology 这个 成功神学在今天的基督教弥漫在整个的世界。
So this prosperity theology is spreading across all the brand different churches.
他的 focus 还是自己。
Because their focus is still on the self.
我怎么样因为信耶稣以后，我能够有永生，我能够在地上也发达。
How I, after become a believer, I can do well on this earth. How I can prosper.
所以我们一面是信了耶稣，可是一面还是走老路。
So on one hand, we believe in Jesus, but on the other hand, we're still walking our own ways.
所以这个仗还是输的。
So this battle still is lost.
对不对? 所以你现在就要回来看现在12章为什么赢啊。
So now you need to return and see why in chapter 12,
为什么这一群弟兄们赢呢?
So how did this group of brothers they were able to strike down Satan.
还是打这个同样的原则。
It's all still based on the
圣经说,
same principle.
一面他们是靠着羔羊的血,
on one hand, it's by the lamb's blood.
另一面他们怎么样? 见证耶稣的见证。
On the other hand, they're being a testimony they're being a witness to Lord Jesus.
那怎么样呢? 不爱惜自己的性命。
By not caring for their own lives.
对不对? 所以他们因为不爱惜自己的性命，只爱主的见证，他们为着这个见证而活， 撒旦就没办法了。
Because they care more about God's testimony than their own lives. That's how they have victory.
好，这是我们上一次讲的，我希望再点一下，让我们清楚到底这个仗是怎么打、怎么赢的，不要猛查查。
So this is what we talked about last time, and so I'd like to highlight this for everyone so that we have this background.
如果我们在走自己的路，虽然信了主，你最后还是没有得到。
If you're still walking your own ways, even though you believe in God, you are still in the end, you still have not reached where you're supposed to be.
If you continue your own way.
If you continue your own way.
这是整个的 bottom line.
And that's the bottom line.
那我们现在就来看到十三章。
So now let's turn to chapter 13.
十三章我们请打开来，我们要来看，这个也是很难解的一章圣经，但是我昨天一直在 struggle, 我到底要不要讲这一段。
And this is also a very hard chapter to understand. Yesterday I've been struggling to decide whether I should share on this chapter or not.
但是我倒是想到第九节的时候，我说那只有讲了。
But when I read on verse 9, I thought there's no other way. I have to share this.
因为他说，凡有耳的，
because it says,
就应当听。
If anyone has an ear, let him hear.
那我非讲不可。
So that's why I must talk about this chapter.
因为我看你们都有耳朵。
Because I see all you have ears.
好，我们就要来看从十三章，我们先看第一个，这里有两个主角，一个是兽从海中来，一个是兽从路上来，所以两只兽。
So here there are two characters. One is the monster from the sea. The other one is the beast from the earth.
先大家要吃一个定心丸，今天有 barbecue, 所以有的饭吃。
So please let me reassure everyone, because we have barbecue, so everyone, your lunch is We're taken care of.
所以让我们慢慢到来。
So why don't we, let's take our time.
我实在喜欢第一个主日。
I truly love the first week of each month.
我们从第一节念到第十节，第一个兽。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 10 about the first beast.
中文、英文轮流来读。
We'll alternate between Chinese and English.
好。我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。
And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion, and a dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority.
我看见兽的七头中有一个似乎受了死伤。那死伤却医好了，全地的人都稀奇跟从那兽。
They worshipped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who is able to wage war with him?"
又赐给他说夸大亵渎的话的口，又有权柄赐给他可以任意而行42个月。
And he opened his mouth in blasphemous. Blasphemies against God, to blaspheme His name and His tabernacle, that is those who dwell in heaven.
又任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜，也把权柄赐给他，制服各族、各民、各方、各国。
And who dwell on earth will worship, all who dwell on earth will worship Him. Everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of Lamb who has been slain.
凡有耳的就应当听。
If anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills with the sword he must be killed. Here is the perseverance in the faith of the saints.
好，我们往后走到十七章。
Let's turn to chapter 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们要念到七到十三。
We'll read from verse 7 to 13.
同样的方法轮流来念。
And then we'll alternate.
天使对我说，你为什么稀奇呢？我要将这女人和背着她的那七头十角兽的奥秘告诉你。
The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to come out of the abyss and go to destruction.And those who dwell on earth, whose name has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will wonder when they see the beast, that he was and is not and will come.
智慧的心在此可以思想，那七头就是女人所坐的七座山，又是七位王，五位已经倾倒了，一位还在，一位还没有来到。他来的时候必须暂时存留。
The beast which was and is not is himself also an eighth and is one of the seven, and he goes to destruction.
你所看见的那十角就是死亡，他们还没有得国，但他们一时之间要和兽同得权柄，与王一样。
These have one purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast.
好，马太福音。
Let's turn the book of Matthew.
24章。
24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
十五节。
Verse 15.
马太二十四章十五节。
Matthew 24, verse 15.
你们看见先知但以理所说的，那我们一起念：行毁坏可憎的，站在圣地读这经的人需要会意。英文。
English. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation which was spoken of.Through Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place.
这里有一个词汇叫做行毁坏可憎的，中文的翻译，注意听英文的翻译。
And there's this, pay attention to this phrase, abomination of desolation.
Okay, 所以这个我们就回到，因为主耶稣提醒他的门徒，他回来之前有这一个人物要出现，叫做行毁坏可憎的。
Because our Lord Jesus reminds his disciples that before his return, there will be this man who exists, whose name is Abomination of Desolation.
好，那但是他说这个东西是但以理说过的。
He said this is something that Daniel has mentioned.
所以请我们回到但以理书去看。
So let's return to the book of Daniel.
请打开但以理书第九章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书第九章第二十七节
Chapter 9, verse 27.
你有兴趣把这一个意象二十四节一直读过来那是最好，但是现在我节省时间，我只注意一节。
If you have time and the interest, it's best that you read from 21st, chapter, verse 24 and down, but to save time, we'll read from 27, verse 27.
最好你把整个但以理书读一次，那是最好的。
It's best that if you read the entire book of Daniel, that's the best.
但是我现在要注意的注意力是在二十七节。
However, today my focus is on verse 27.
一期之内，他必与许多人坚定盟约；一期之半，他必使祭祀与贡献止息。那行毁坏可憎的如飞而来，并且有愤怒请在那行毁坏的身上。
And he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering. And on the wings of abomination will come one who makes desolate, even until a complete destruction, one that is decreed is poured out on the one who makes desolate.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们一起来到你话语的光中。
Lord, we come into the light of your words.
我们向你承认，不管人的聪明、人的口才、人的经历，都没有办法明白你话语中的灵。
And we have to admit that no matter regardless of wisdom or eloquence, we cannot fathom the understanding in these words.
除非真理的圣灵来启示我们。
Unless the Spirit of Truth come and to reveal it to us.
我们感谢你，你答应把真理的圣灵赐给我们。
And Lord, thank you because you promise us to give us the Spirit of Truth.
你也告诉我们，我们应该求那赐人智慧与启示的灵。
And you also told us to ask for that Spirit that gives people wisdom.
主啊，今天来到就是你所提到的末世，你要回来之前。
And today we come to this end time that you talked about, the time before your second coming.
魔鬼知道自己的日子不多。
And the devil knows that his time is short.
他用各样的方法来欺哄你的儿女。
And he used many, many different ways to deceive your children.
主啊，今天 我们看见真的像假的，假的又看起来像真的。
And today we see things that are true looks like appear to be fake, and those who are fake appear to be the truth.
你神的儿女常常就真假难分了。
And your children oftentimes we cannot decide which is true and false.
我们更需要认识你自己的话怎样说。
And we need to know more about your words.
我们今天早晨一起来祷告。
And together this morning we come together to pray.
求你解开你的话，让我们看见光。
May you open your words so that we can see the light.
这样我们就不至于走迷路。
So that we no longer be lost.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
十二章讲的那个大红龙就是魔鬼。
So in chapter 12, we talk about the red dragon, that's the devil.
那么到了十三章里面，你就看到另外两个重要的人物。
And then in chapter 13, you see two other main important characters.
我们刚刚读的这个上半章呢，是讲到有一只兽，是一个七头十脚的怪兽。
And in the first half of chapter 13, we see that they talk about this beast with seven heads and ten horns.
然后后面一章我们还没，后面一半章我们还没有念，又说到另外一个，也是一个从地上来的兽，两个脚如同羊羔，说话好像龙。
And then the second beast, which haven't we read about yet, it talked about a beast with two horns like a goat, and then it talked like the dragon.
这都是圣经告诉我们，在主回来之前，地上会有这三个人物，把整个的事情搞得翻天覆地。
So these are things that the Bible tells us, that there will be three, these characters that will appear before the second coming.
这三个人物合作，合作的非常的好。
And these three entities, they work together very tightly.
所以我今天的题目叫做 Trinity, False Trinity, 却是一个假的三位一体。
So that's why I named today's message the False Trinity.
因为撒旦一直要模仿上帝。
Because Satan's constantly trying to mimic God.
Lucifer 最早一天他堕落的时候，他在脑袋里面想什么？
What's going on in the inside of Lucifer's head on the very first day when he was struck down?
以赛亚书十四章告诉我们。
Well, Isaiah chapter 14 says.
Lucifer 说，我要把我的宝座升到北方的极处，与至高者同等。
He said, I will raise my throne upon the northern star to the highest place in heaven.
这是他堕落的开始。
And this is the beginning of his fallen.
他要与上帝平起平坐，他也要做神。
He wants to sit on the same level as God. He wants to become God.
你看今天地上的哲学、宗教，常常最后教导的最后结果就是说，你也可以做神。
Because if you look at all the philosophy on this world, in the very end, on the bottom of everything, they teach you that you can also be God.
撒旦是天使，他是受造的。哎，他想做神。
Satan, he's an angel, he's a creature that's been created, yet he wants to be God.
人也是一样，我们也是被造的。
Same thing with man, we are also being created.
我们也想做神。
We are a creation, and we also want to be God.
所以这个世界就永远没完没了。
And that's why it's a never-ending cycle.
人永远是人，各从其类，这是神的原则。
Man will always be man, and everything gathered by according to their own kind. This is the principle of God.
但是魔鬼想做神，堕落的人也想做神。
But Satan wants, the devil wants to be God, and also man wants to be God.
那你看，这里有两十二章是大红龙魔鬼，十三章这里就有两个人物也是称自己是神了。
So in chapter 12 is the red dragon, which is the devil. But then in this chapter, there are two other characters that also call himself God.
但是神并没有说你们也是小神吧？神说你们是 beast, 你们是野兽。
But God did not claim them to be demigods, but he calls them beasts.
什么样的 beast 呢？
What kind of beasts are they?
我们刚刚读的这个 beast 是七头十脚，它从海中上来。
The beast we just read has seven heads and ten horns, and it came from the sea.
那么撒旦就把他的能力、作为都给了这一个兽。
And Satan gave all his authority and powers to this beast.
它是一个灵的问题，但是借着一个人来发表。
It's a spiritual problem, but yet it's manifested through man.
那么怎么解呢？所以我刚刚带大家去读十七章，就把这一个七头十脚兽的奥秘解给我们听。
So how do you interpret this? That's why I ask everyone to read chapter 17 to interpret, to open up this.
所以我们就要注意来看圣经怎么说这位非同小可的人物。
So that's why it's important for us to read what the Bible talk about this important character.
他说，你如果注意十七章的这个第八节开始。
If you pay attention to chapter 17, verse 8.
他叫做先前有，就是在历史里头出现过。
He's called that he saw was an.
He was.
He was.
啊哈！但是如今没有，将来要在无底坑上来，将来也还要出现。
And it's not. It's but it's about to come up out of the abyss.
又要归于沉沦。凡住在地上名字从创世以来没有记在生命册上的见这一位先前有如今没有以后必再有后再有的兽就稀奇
And those who dwell on earth whose name has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world will wonder when they see the beast
所以这个人物是很有魔力的人物全世界的人都要崇拜他除了有一些头脑还算清楚的人。
So this person is someone who has lots of power, his charisma. So everyone on this earth will want to worship him, except some of those who still have a clear head.
所以要小心，任何的时候你在电视、报纸、杂志上看到一些人物出现的时候，大家疯狂的跟着他 ，watch out。
So be careful whenever you read from the or see things in the media. Anyone who has a great
charisma,
have great charisma and with a great following, that's someone you need to pay attention to.
这个人就是有这个能力。
This person has that power.
他让全世界的人都要稀奇 wonder.
He has the ability to cause everyone on this earth to wonder.
那他身上有一个什么样的灵呢？
What kind of spirit does he have?
第九节说，智慧的心在此可以想那个七个头。就是女人所做的七座山，又是七个王。
And in verse 9 it says, Here is the mind which was wisdom, who has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and there are seven kings.
那这个女人是谁呢？
So who is this woman?
那是我们没有讲过的。
So she's someone we never talked about.
所以我还要继续卖一个关子，现在不解，以后再说。
So I'll give you a tease right here, and then I'll talk about it later.
总而言之，这里有一个女人跟这一个兽非常紧密的配搭。
So here this woman who worked extremely close with the beast.
女人就骑在这个兽的身上，也就是他们就是像夫妻一样分不开了。
And the woman sits upon this beast. It's just like the husband and wife. They cannot separate it.
但今天我们的重点是看这个兽，所以我那个女人不讲，就注意这个兽。
But however, today's focus is on the beast, so we will talk about the beast and not not talk about the woman.
所以我也不去讲那个七座山的问题，因为七座山是跟那个女人有关的。
And nor will I talk about the seven mountains because those seven mountains have to do with the woman.
但是我们要注意的是七个王。
So what we need to pay attention is the seven kings.
为什么呢？七个王就是这个七个头所代表。
Why? Because the seven kings is represented by the seven heads.
这个兽是有七个头，那这个七个头就是七个王。
So this beast has seven heads, and these seven heads are seven kings.
那圣经说五位已经倾倒了。
And in the Bible it says the five have already fallen.
一位还在，一位还没有来。
One is, and the other has not yet come.
也就是说，这个七个王是在人类历史中出现过在世界的舞台上。
So in other words, these seven kings have existed in the history of this world.
对，有七个在历史上出现过的王，这七个王他们都做同样一件事情，就是逼迫耶稣基督他的教会。
And in other words, these seven kings existed in the history of the world, and they all did the same thing, which is to persecute Christians.
那他说
，And he said,
一位还在。
One is, that means that one still exists.
那就是说，当时 约翰看见这个异象的时候，那个时候的皇罗马的皇帝就是窦米田，窦米田是其中的一个。
And so that one is referred to the ruler of Rome at the time when John was writing this book.
那应该就是第六位，对不对？
So,
第五位呢，应该在他前面那一个呢，就是沙保罗、沙彼得的那一位，尼禄王。
And so this the current at the time the current ruling ruler was the sixth one, and before him was the fifth. He was the person who killed Peter and Paul.
对。那么现在说，现在对我们来讲重要的是最后一个，第七个。
So to us, what's important is the last one. It's the seventh.
这一位还没有来。
He's one yet to come.
他来的时候暂时存留。
And when he come, when he comes, he must remain a little while.
他有一个本事。
He has this ability.
什么本事呢？
And that is,
他又是第八位。
He's also the eighth.
这就是昏头了。
So you may get confused here.
他是第七个。
He's the seventh.
但是现在又冒出又有第八个。
But he's also the eighth.
那真是越读越迷糊。
So you get more confused.
好了，那你就要回来看十二章。
So now you
十三章。
You need to turn back to chapter 13.
你如果回到我们刚刚读的十三章的里面。
If you return to chapter 13, the parts we just read.
你注意看第三节。
You pay attention to verse 3.
第三节怎么讲？
It said,
我看见兽的七头中有一个头怎么样？似乎受了死伤，那死伤却医好了，全地的人都稀奇，就跟从那兽。
I saw one of his head as if it had been slain, and his fatal wound was healed.And the whole earth was amazed and followed after the beast.
换言之，这个第七位曾经有过一个非常的经历。
So in other words, this seventh king had an amazing experience.
什么经历呢？
And what kind of experience is that?
中了一枪。
He was shot.
像台湾的总统。
Maybe like the president of Taiwan.
那一枪是打在肚子上，这一枪打在脑袋上。
So that shot was on the stomach, but this one in this book is actually on the head.
然后宣告死了。
And then they claim he's dead.
然后过三天呢，复活了。
And after 3 days he revived.
那圣经不是说他复活，是说那个伤医好了，是被医好的，不是复活。耶稣的伤不是医好，他是第三天埋在坟墓里，第三天从坟墓里出来活的。
However, it's not resurrected. In the Bible, it says it healed. It was healed. So this is different from Jesus because he was not healed, but rather he was resurrected.
不管怎么样，新闻发布会是说这位伟大的领袖死里复活了。
But regardless, in the media, it would say this great leader he has come back from death.
本来全世界都崇拜他，又很忧伤，因为忽然间死掉了。现在又忽然间好消息来了。他复活了，哇！大家都稀奇了。
Or just the entire world is following him, and then they become greatly sad and troubled when he died. But now all of a sudden he's resurrected, and everyone is fervently following him again.
所以大家都说他是 Jesus, Messiah.
So that's why everyone would say he、
就是、
is Messiah. He's Jesus.
耶稣了，就是那一个弥赛亚了。
And they claim him to be Jesus, the Messiah.
哇，好多人都要崇拜他。好多人就要来敬拜他。
And many will worship and follow him.
那一天，他就把那个圣殿祭祀停止，他自己跑到圣殿，就是说，拜我就好了，你们不必拜别的，就是我就是耶稣了。
And on that day, he will stop all the services in the church, and he will claim, "You can stop your worship. I'm here. I am Jesus."
他说夸大亵渎的话，有权柄给他，他可以任意而行。三年半，四十二个月。
And he can claim blasphemous words, and all the powers and authority were given to him, and he can do according to his will for 3.5 years. That's 42 months.
他向神说亵渎的话，亵渎神的名，并他的帐幕以及那些住在天上。总而言之，他天上的地上都看不起，就是他最伟大。
And basically, he speak arrogant words and blasphemies and authority to act blasphemy. So basically. He looked down upon all the authorities under heaven.
所有世人所讲过的上帝神，通通不在他的眼里。
All the gods that people speak of, he looked down upon them.
他就是上帝。
He is God.
这是谁的灵？
Whose spirit is this?
啊，这不就是魔鬼的灵吗？
Isn't that the very spirit of the devil?
魔鬼从起初就想做上帝。
Because the devil, from the very beginning, he wants to be God.
现在借着这个人，把那个灵的那个完全曝光了。
And through this person, he manifests that desire.
他有能力，他能行神迹。
He has abilities. He can do miracles.
他能够叫全世界的人都 amazed. 他真是了不得的奇才。
He caused the entire world to be amazed at his abilities.
而且他任凭与圣徒征战，他逼迫基督真的基督徒。而且他得胜
and he persecuted the Christians and he had victory, he won.
他的得胜不但胜过基督徒，他说这个权柄可以制服各族各民各方各国，他变成全世界的 number one.
And he not only did he have victory won over the Christian, but he also has the ability to be on top of all the different nations, tribes. He becomes the number one in the world.
你看我们现在奥运不是说吗 One world, one dream.
If you look at the Olympics, it didn't have a tagline that says One world, one dream.
所以在那一天就实现了。
And on that day, that will become the truth. That will become reality.
政治在他的手里，经济在他的手里，军事在他的手里，都在他的手里。
The politics, economics, and the military powers all is within his hand.
而且宗教也臣服于他，因为都要拜他，都要承认他是神。
And also religion will be below him because on that day everyone will worship him.
圣经说，凡有耳的，怎么样？
And,
都要听。
And Bible says, if anyone has an ear, let him hear.
听见没有？
Have you heard it? Do you hear this?
这是神老早先告诉我们。
This is something that God tells us ahead of time.
不要那天傻里傻气的，就跟着跑。
So on when that day comes, do not follow the crowd.
你如果跟着跑，你大概你的名字没有记在生命册上。
And if you're the one who follow with the rest, then you're probably the one whose name is not written on the book of life.
你不拜他，日子可不好过。
However, if you do not worship him, your days will be hard.
文革的那几年，你如果不拜毛主席，你的日子就是现行反革命。
In the days of the Cultural Revolution, if you do not worship Chairman Mao, then you will be banned as a contra-revolutionist.
那是60年代的事情。
That's back in the 60s.
你说这不会发生吗？
Do you think this will not happen again?
Wait a minute. 圣经说还会发生。
Just wait a minute. In the Bible it said it will happen again. 60
年代是发生在中国。
In the 60s, this happened in China.
在不久的将来要发生在全世界。
In the near future, it will happen to the entire world.
都要拜他。
We will all worship him.
60年代有早请示晚汇报，你到将来这个人物出现的时候，照样早请示晚汇报，恐怕天天都要请示。
In the 60s, that everyone need to report day and in the evening. And now when this happens, I'm sure this will also happen.
第十节说
，In verse 10 it says,
当我们面对这样的日子
，And when we face this day.
掳掠，你要知道，掳掠人的必被掳掠，用刀杀人必被刀杀。圣徒的忍耐和信心就在此，在那个时候要忍耐。
If anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills with the sword, he must be killed. Here is the perseverance and the faith of the saints.
那个时候日子难过，常常说神啊，你怎么不报仇，不把这些恶人除掉？等一等，42个月就结束了。
And on that day, you may ask God, why? Why haven't you revenged for us? But wait, you must wait. After 42 months, his time will come.
他风光的日子，圣经讲得很清楚，只有42个月，到时候就解决了。
His days of glory will only last 42 months.
怎么样？再讲下半章吧。
Let's move on to the second half.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
不然的话，好像是故事讲一半没有了。
Otherwise, it only seems like we're halfway through the story.
第二个兽，因为这个兽是跟它是一配一档。
So the second beast, they're like partners.
对，六零年代也是一搭一档，注意吗？
So same thing in the 60s.
我们两个轮流哈，中文英文。我十一节，我又见另一个兽从地中上来，有两个脚，如同羊羔，说话好像龙。
He exercised all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed.
又行大骑士，甚至在人面前叫火从天降在地上。
And he deceived those who dwell on earth because of the signs with which it was given to him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and has come to life.
又有权柄赐给那叫权柄赐给他叫兽像有生气，并且能说话，又叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害。
And he caused all the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves to be given to mark on their right hand or on their forehead.
除了那兽印记有兽名或兽名数目的，都不得做买卖。
Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666.
这是第二只兽。
So this is the second beast.
这只兽是跟前面那个兽是一搭一档，一个是狼，一个是狈，狼狈为奸。
So this second beast and the first beast, they are partners in a partnership relationship. They work together.
这个人也有很大的能力，他能够行大奇事，他能够叫火从天上降下来。
This person also has great abilities. He can cause fire to come down from heaven.
那么他当看见这个前面那个兽受了死伤，然后又复活，那么他就说他是神，我们大家都要拜他。
And so he, when he saw the first beast suffer a fatal wound and then heal himself, he tells everyone else, "This is God."
那他就做了一个像，对吗
？And so he made an image of the first beast.
啊，然后大家都得拜他。
And everyone need to worship it.
当年那个像啊，六零年代那个像啊，是不会说话的。
And so in the 60s, that image was created. It cannot speak.
但是呢，大家有旁边有人打小报告的。
But however, there were people spying on you.
而如果你没有拜的话，你就吃不完兜着走。
And if you do not worship this image, you will be in great trouble.
这个人物出现的时候，那个像可进步了。
When this person appears in here, let's talk about here, that image has advanced.
他会说话。
Now it can speak.
他也看得到你。
And it can see you.
你如果不拜他，他马上对付你。
If you do not worship him, he will deal with you immediately.
我猜可能是现在的这个平板电视。
I wonder if this is the flat screen TV.
带一个眼可以看谁在他的面前不拜他。
With a camera to see who's not worshiping in front of him.
对不对？现代科技这些东西通通办得到。
With current technology, all these things can be accomplished.
然后说，每一个人手上都要有一个印记。
And also said that on the left hand of everyone there will be a mark.
要么在你手上，要么就在这里。
Whether it's on your hand or on the forehead.
哎，这也是现代科技啊。
This is also modern technology.
对不对？现在什么都有 ，credit card 都有假的，那最后怎么样能够避免假呢？
Now, because now there's even fake credit cards, so in the end, how do you prevent getting fake credit cards?
你所有一生的 data, 你的 ID, 你的 medical history, 你的财产，通通可以变成一个很小很小的 chip.
So all your entire, all the data regarding all your personal identification information can be stored on a very tiny chip.
这个 chip 放在哪里最安全？
And where's the safest place to place this chip?
手上或者这里。
On your hand or on your forehead.
你只要一过，嘿
，you just pass.
他就知道
and it just scans you.
你是张三，你是王五。
And you then it knows who you are.
对不对
？Isn't it true?
可是他说这个是跟那个大电脑有关系的，叫做六六六。
So, but however, this it says it has all to do with that great and powerful supercomputer.
那有人说就是 Microsoft 那个大电脑。
And then there are people who say that that great computer is Microsoft.
但是不是。
But that's not true.
不是电脑。
It's not a computer.
他说是一个人。
It is a person. It's a man.
这个人的名字，你如果把它排列，因为比如说 Caesar 这个名字就是凯这个 Nero 尼禄皇帝。
So this person's name, if you order it, for example, if you take Nero,
你把 Nero 这个字 N E R O 这个四个字母
，If you take Nero's name N E R O, these four characters
对照到原文的号码，因为古时候 A B C 就是中英文的 A B C， 在古时候就是在罗马的时候就是 Alpha Beta Gamma。
So if you match it up with the numbers, because in ancient times, the letters A B C matches up to Alpha Beta Gamma.
在就是英文对照，就是希腊文的话，就是英文对照它的 Alpha Beta Gamma。那么这个 Alpha Beta Gamma 也是古时候算一二三四五的代号。
So if you match the English words with the Greek alphabets correspond, and then so and also in ancient times.These Greek alphabets are also used in mathematical calculations.
那比如说，假设 alpha 代表一 ，beta 是代表二，种种等等等等。
So assuming alpha represent one, beta represent two, and so on.
那么 Nero 这四个字母，你把它的代号的数码加在一起，666。
If Nero, if you take the number representation of his name and add them all together, it's 666.
你把耶稣 Jesus G J E S U S 这几个代码加起来，888。
And if you take Jesus' name and then add all those numbers together, it's 888.
对，八八八还是有道理的。
So there is some truth to the Chinese believing the.
但是这位老兄这招没学到。
But however,
他加起来是666，没有达到888。
But unfortunately, this person when his number add together will.
666666。
This number when he add together is 666.
所以这第七位他的名字是666，就是他的名字解号码的话，他是666。
So this sixth person,
the seventh
ruler when his name you add his name together is adds up to 666.
这里有智慧的，你就要注意这个问题。
So that's why this is those who have wisdom, you need to pay attention to this.
所以。这个人是跟那个人互相合作的。
So this second beast worked closely with the first.
所以圣经到后面你去找的时候，这个人叫做假先知。
That's why in the later part in the Bible they call this person the fake prophet.
因为他
the false prophet.
他为什么是先知的面貌呢？因为他两个脚如同羊羔，看起来蛮像耶稣的。
So why was he called prophet of?Claim they saw him as a prophet because he has these two horns of the lamb. Sort of looks like Jesus.
对不对？羊羔的 horn.
So he has two horns of the lamb.
所以你看他蛮像耶稣的。
So outside outwardly, he looked like Jesus.
啊，可惜讲起话不能听，一听就像龙。
However, when he speaks,
他讲的道像龙讲的道。
He sounds like the dragon.
龙讲道的一个特色就是 me, my, I, 我最伟大。
And one of the central characteristics of the dragon when he speaks is always me, I, my. It's about all about himself.
对。所以这个是第二只兽。
So this is the second beast.
那你就看这个第四个意象，你就会发现，一面米迦勒，妇人，男孩子。
So in this chapter, on one hand, you see Michael, the woman, and the boy.
Man-child.
The man-child.
对。就是这是代表站在神这一边的。
So these represent those who are standing on the side of God.
另外一面你看到大红龙。
On the other hand, you see the red dragon.
然后这个七头十角兽。
And you see the beast with seven heads and ten horns.
然后这一个第三个这一个假先知这个兽。
And the third beast, this false prophet, this beast.
撒旦的灵就在这个里面就搅就合成一个。
So the spirit of Satan combined all these into one.
在最后的时候，他最大的办法就是一切仿冒我们的神。
And his final and last idea is to mimic our God.
对，神所有做的，他通通搞一套，跟你一模一样。
All that God has done, he will do exactly the same thing.
所以我叫他叫假的 Trinity， 假的三位一体。
That's why I call him the false Trinity。
但是你必须能够分辨什么是真，什么是假，因为到时候你都分不出来真的像假的，假的像真的。
Because you must be able and you must be able to tell the difference between the true and the fake one. Because at that when that time comes, you will not. It will be extremely hard to tell.
整个的世界 majority rule 啊，民主这个多数掌权。
And in this world, they value the majority rules.
那你就会发现整个的世界都跟着他跑。
And you will discover the whole entire world is following after him.
都崇拜他。
And they all worship him.
大家说他就是人类的救世主。
And everyone say he is the savior of humankind.
他把世界没有办法解决的这些大难题一样一样好像都解决。
He will seemingly resolve all the great difficult problems and issues we face today.
对，今天我们美国的总统老搞不定的这些问题，在他来讲一样一样都摆平。
All these problems our president of the United States cannot resolve today, he will resolve them one by one.
他是世界的英雄，他是人类的，看起来是一个救主。
And he is the hero of this world, and seemingly he appears to be the savior.
他的根本是反对神。
But however, his true nature is against God.
是亵渎神。
His mouth, he speaks blasphemous words against God.
我们就说这么多。
And well, and here,
低头祷告。
Maybe we have a word of prayer.
主，我们来到你自己的施恩宝座。
Lord, we come before your throne of grace.
我们要承认耶稣掌。